It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Van Frank. In the late 19th century, the local granary building in Ephraim gave women an unusual public presence on Main Street and became a proud symbol of early female autonomy, economic success, and charitable endeavors. Learn more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. You may be familiar with the Relief Society, a women's organization within the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and the charitable work it does within Utah communities. In the 1800s, members of the Relief Society in the San Pete Valley settlement of Ephraim leveraged the town's granary building, along with their own labor, to support their rural community. Built in the early 1870s on Ephraim's Main Street, the Relief Society granary building originally operated as a combined tithing office, granary, and storage facility for the neighboring cooperative mercantile. Relief Society members used the granary to store their wheat inventories, collected as part of a grain-saving program mandated by the LDS Church. For years, the church had been encouraging congregations throughout the Utah Territory to store grain for times of need, but it was only in 1876, when the Relief Society took over, that the effort actually worked. Church leaders made sure that women had autonomy in running the operation and said if men needed grain, they must ask the women. In Ephraim, the granary was independently operated by women who gathered wheat, wool, and eggs, and other resources for charity. By 1893, society members in San Pete had on hand 8,536 bushels of wheat, a true accomplishment when they and their families had so little. Charitable efforts did not stop at the granary, however. Women worked to help their community by washing and laying out the dead. They assisted in births, nursed the sick, and made clothing, quilts, and cloth for those in need. In addition to supporting the poor, the women collected donations for construction projects, such as the LDS Church Temple in nearby Manti. The Ephraim Relief Society purchased the granary in 1899, owning the building at a time when it was uncommon for women to have property in their own names. The group sold it in 1915, and after World War II, the granary fell into disrepair and was nearly demolished before historic preservation efforts saved the structure. Today, the granary in Ephraim is one of nine remaining in Utah and stands as a cherished monument to the successful wheat storage program and the critical work of rural Utah women. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by Granary Arts. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.